This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
So, how about that? 916,000 new jobs in this economy in March. Restaurants and hotels, education, construction, manufacturing. Honestly, I could just go on naming industries. They have all added jobs. We are down to an unemployment rate of 6% even, and that is with a whole bunch of people getting back into the labor force. So, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going with the goods of this very good jobs report.
Positive comments were a dime a dozen as I did my economist calls today, starting with Nicole Golden at the Atlantic Council.
Definitely signs of a boom.
Very happy to see it.
What's got Michael Farron at the Mercatus Center pumped up is the trajectory. 233,000 jobs added in January, then 468,000 in February, and doubling again to more than 900,000 in March.
You think March's number is high, April and May's numbers are going to be positively eye-popping as larger and larger proportions of the population are vaccinated and more of the economy reopens.
The breadth of job growth is what impressed Kurt Long at the National Association of Federally Insured Credit Unions. Not just hard-hit bars and restaurants, but retail, transportation, the building trades, finance.
A lot of businesses are looking ahead to really strong consumer demand, and they don't want to be caught flat-footed without the necessary employees.
Getting everyone back to work, especially unemployed parents, will require more rebound in services for those workers, says Nicole Golden at the Atlantic Council.
We need childcare to come back because it employs a lot of women, and in particular minority women. And because the burden of care and school closures have pushed so many millions of women out of the labor force.
Childcare jobs are still 15% below pre-pandemic levels. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.